This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Grouch.
Hey, so I'm so excited we're going to be seeing each other in person soon in Kansas City.
I know. I can't wait. I'm already making my list of restaurants I want to go to. Winstead's, of course, being at the top of that list.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait for Winstead's. The last time I was there, I took a menu. I decided I had to have one as a souvenir.
Oh, maybe you can take one for me this time.
Right. I don't think they mind very much. Yes. They have a lot of them lying around. So today we will talk about the value of old friends and reflect on the value of the mall. Mm. But first, Elizabeth, what is something making you more happier?
So speaking of old friends, Gretchen, something making me more happier is that I have an old friend who just moved back to Los Angeles. My friend Todd, who I went to high school with.
Yes.
His parents were my teachers, in fact.
And I forgot that.
Yes. They're both history teachers. And Sarah and Todd and I ran our high school newspaper together. So he was part of that. And Sarah and I always talk about how when we moved here, we had one friend who happened to be an agent and he helped us get an agent. Well, that was Todd. Then he moved to London for years and years and years and years. And now he's back, and I saw him the other day, and it just made me realize, like, it's what they say. There's just nothing like an old friend who you knew when you were a kid.
Yeah,
who knows your family, you know their family.
Yeah.
Even though I work with Sarah, who is a friend from high school, you'd think I would, you know, and I still talk to all my friends from high school. The older I get, it's like the more I appreciate them, like the more close I feel to those people. Do you feel that way?
I 100% feel that way. I know exactly what you mean. And like, I think I was telling you how when I got together with a bunch of my friends and like we spent hours catching each other up because we wanted to hear about their mother, their father, their three sisters, their brother, what happened to their dog. Like we knew their whole families, like what was going on with their house in the Ozarks. I remember some people's phone numbers.
Oh, me too. Yes.
When I go to Kansas City, I like will often go out of my way to go by their house and just look at their old house. We just have these deep, deep roots. What's funny, there's like a proverb, make new friends, but keep the old. The one is silver, the other is gold.
Yes.
And you can never replace it. You can make new friends, but you can't make old friends.
Yes. And so having Todd back, it's just a little more feeling of home because that's someone from home in the city. So it's really nice. I mean, I was excited he was coming back, but now that he's here, I just feel a little like comfort level boost.
Well, it was funny because when I remember when you moved to LA, like it was a big deal that he was there.
Yeah. Well, yes, yeah. It was essential.
Like, he was your foothold.
Yes.
But do you remember? I don't even know if you remember. I can't think of the name of like the hill that the newspaper office was on. But didn't you and Sarah, when you were first dreaming, like one day we'll have a production company, weren't you going to name it after like the building that the
Kingman
newspaper
House.
Was in?
Or there
was
yes.
Yes.
Yes. We were going to name it Kingman House. We ended up naming it Fun Job. Sorry.
Yes, which is much better, but I do remember
exactly
that.
Exactly right. Kingman House was the name of where we did the newspaper, The Voice.
Yeah.
So that's making me happier. What's making you happier?
Well, I have to say the summer's fun. We talk about the summer, but I am a creature of habit and I like being back in routine. Like you come back from Labor Day, like Eleanor's back in school. It just calms me to have everything be more in my habitual state. And, you know, and I'm traveling and I've got all this. So it's not like every day is the same, which of course, you know, is my dream is that every day would be the same.
Hmm.
I know I like that back to, I like being on that fall schedule and feeling like, okay, and in our family, like we don't watch TV on weeknights usually.
Mm.
And, you know, Eleanor gets up early to go to school. I don't know. It just feels different. And I kind of like that feeling. So I'm excited about that.
Good. You know, it's funny. I was dreading the start of school. But now that it's here, I'm really enjoying it. So I'm kind of with you there.
Yeah, you kind of get into the swing of it. I don't know. But here's something funny, Alyssa, I wanted to tell you. Okay, so remember how I was talking about how excited I was because I'd used Find My AirPods and I found my AirPods that way?
Yes.
So, right, it's like Chekhov's AirPods. Something's going to go wrong with the AirPods. So, I mean, I hadn't actually lost my AirPods, like meaning actually lost them
since
I got them. I would lose them in the apartment, but I wouldn't actually lose them. So the minute I turned on Find My, of course, I think they must have like fallen out of my pocket when I was like getting out of a taxi or like getting out of the subway or something. But so I was looking on my Find My and they're like, they're in Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn. They're like moving around in Brooklyn.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Somebody found my AirPods and they're off having their own little adventures
funny.
Brooklyn.
Oh.
And I could see them moving. And it's funny because... Well, first of all, it's kind of like I know that they're actually gone, so I'm not frantically looking for them, so that's good. But it is kind of weird. And I said to Eleanor, well, I just have to decide, like, maybe it really made someone's day mm-hmm. that they found this pair of AirPods. And she was like, well, that's a very nice way to look at it. And I thought, oh, I'm so advanced.
Well, I remember the idea that AirPods sacrifice themselves to another person so that you didn't get hit by a truck.
That's right. No, that's a really good way to think about it. Yeah, I know. But I do miss them. I put like my little stickers on them so they felt very personalized.
Yes.
But it did make me happy that I knew what happened
to
them.
Yes. Not a nagging feeling that you're going to find them. So at least now you can get another pair and
I can move
think
on.
That you're going to end up with two pair.
Yeah, it's just the timing of it was funny. It was like 3 days later.
That's funny. Okay, Gretch, coming up, we are going to talk about malls, but first, this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Gretchen, there's something you've been meaning to tell me.
Okay, so I was listening to a podcast that I really like called Decoder Ring, and this was the July 26, 2022 episode. And the host, Willa Paskin, made a very funny observation. So the title of the episode is "The Mall is Dead, Long Live the Mall." And she said, "There are two kinds of Americans in the world, those who have had a mall in their life and those who haven't." And that was funny for me because I was just starting to think about, like, do I have a mall in my life? I don't have a mall in my life right now because we have malls in New York City, but it's like I don't go to the mall. But growing up, of course, going to Ward Parkway Mall, I mean, we would definitely go to the mall.
Yes. Well, and I counted, we had Seville Square on the plaza, which I count as a mall of sorts.
Well, that's interesting. That's it. It's like a small, very vertical mall.
Yes.
It didn't have like a central atrium, which I think of like, oh, is the central atrium necessary for something to be a mall?
Or does it need a food court in order to be a mall?
Yeah, because it had a McDonald's, but yes. It did not have a food court. It did not have a food court and it did not have an atrium, but it had an assortment of unrelated stores that you could stroll through.
Well, okay. It's like you could be dropped off there. That's how I define them all. Can you be dropped off there?
And you'd go to a movie and you'd go, they had a bookstore, they had a
record store.
A crepe store. Remember the crêperie?
Yes. There was also an Esprit there, the Esprit store.
Oh my gosh, Esprit. I forgot about Esprit. Yeah. And there was like a tennis shoe store. Yeah. Yes. It was like lots of stuff. Yeah. But grown-ups would go there, too. It wasn't just for kids. Yeah.
But there's the indoor mall, Gretchen, and there's the outdoor mall. Of course, in L.A., we have both. We have lots of indoor malls, but we also have some amazing outdoor malls. So malls are more a part of my life now than they have ever been.
You've got a lot of malls that you go to.
Yes. And, you know, Adam loves malls. Most people do not love malls or don't espouse that they love malls, but one of the first things I knew about Adam is that he loves going to the mall and walking around. That's a way he calms himself. So Adam loves a mall.
I love a mall. I love a mall.
You do?
Well, yeah. And I remember when we were doing our live tour, what was that wall? Remember it was before Christmas and I got that hilarious picture of you sitting next to the polar bear. Remember that? Were we in, was that Atlanta?
Yes. Remember? Atlanta had a beautiful mall. Yes.
Right? And it was right by our hotel. Yes. It might have been attached to our hotel.
Yes. Yeah, it was attached to the hotel.
Yeah, and it had great, like, because some malls have, like, really cool decorations. I don't know. That's like, so I go to the Met every single day. Like, I could definitely go to a mall every day because it's just these subtle differences. It's just like, what are they doing? How is it changing? What's the same? What's the air like? What are people doing? I don't know. There's just,
Well, and the other thing is malls are really a rite of passage, which I never thought about until Jack turning 12. Now he's not here yet, but many of his classmates are at the phase of life where they're being dropped off in groups, girls and boys at the mall. And then they're running around the mall doing whatever and eating and hanging out, and then they get picked up, right? So that is a very much of a rite of passage as you grow up. It's like your first freedom is to be able to be at the mall without parents.
Right.
And so it's really...
So you get dropped off and picked up. Yes. So it's funny. I mean,
So it means more than just like stores. You know, malls are sort of... Yeah. Well, in movies, malls play such a huge part of like teens gathering and working at the mall. I mean, As a teenager, working at the mall is a major sort of movie staple.
But this is the thing, like now so many malls aren't doing well. And so the big question is, some of them are just dying. Some of them are being converted into office space or whatever. But yeah, you think people need a place to go and walk around. Like this is a whole field of study, which is this, where are these places that people can gather
temperature
and be outside of their homes? Yeah. Outside of their home and outside of their workplace. Yeah. It's interesting. But it is funny. Like I was thinking this would be a good question. I don't know how you get there. It's a little bit of a non sequitur, but I'm always thinking like if you're stuck with somebody like a conversational partner and you don't know what to talk about, this would actually be a really good insight into their life, which is like, have you had a mall in your life and how do you feel about malls?
It's a know yourself better question.
Right. Because also I think people do associate them with like materialism or like greediness. But it's really, there's a lot more going on, I think. I mean, it's interesting.
Gretch, we can't talk about malls without me mentioning The Real Housewives of Dubai. You can ski in the mall in Dubai.
Yes. Yeah, and I think there's a mall in the United States where you can ride a roller coaster.
Yes, I believe that's the Mall of America in Minnesota. Oh. And then Gretchen, a book we both love, The Passage by Justin Cronin. The one, the chosen one, is found under a Ferris wheel in a mall.
That's right. So, ooh.
Meaningful.
Nice literary tie-in. People criticize malls for many things, you know, many have deserved, but it's a fascinating thing to think about, to talk about.
Still part of my life.
Yeah.
Okay, Gretch, now it is time for a spotlight on a tool.
Yeah, so this is, you know, we talk about any tool for something that we think can make us happier. And Elizabeth, I have to say, like, this is a tool that you and I will never use. We will never use it. Our kids will not need it. We will not need it. We will not use it. I don't even really understand it. I vaguely get it. But my high-intensity weight training instructor was so excited about it that I was like, for the people for whom this is a useful tool, they will be really excited. So this is a tool called Ballpark DJ. Okay. And what it does is it lets – I may not be getting it exactly correct, but it's like I guess if you're announcing the players – it lets you do a professional thing where there's like music and they do their walk-on music and they can each pick their walk-on song and then you can have it. And I don't even know what the lingo is. Like coming up, you know, it's Elizabeth Kraft. And, you know, you do that whole thing. And you can record yourself doing it or you can pay more and they will have like professional announcers doing the voice. And so it's funny because he was talking about it in youth sports. And when I looked it up in the app store, it's all about youth sports. But I was thinking, couldn't you use this for like the debate team? It seems like any time where like people are like being announced and coming out. But anyway, it says in kind of in the description, Ballpark DJ was designed by a father and coach who struggled for years to find an audio app that combined music and voice for walk-up introductions for baseball and other youth athletic events. But anyway, Mike was just like, this thing was so fun. It was so easy. You do pay for this app, but I think there's a lot of bells and whistles that you can pay more for. But if you're just using the basic thing, I think it's very reasonable. But anyway, so if you're the kind of person for whom that is useful, you will find it useful. And we will not.
Ballpark DJ. I love the name.
Yes.
All right, Gretch, I mentioned The Real Housewives of Dubai earlier. Well, coming up, I have a lesson from The Real Housewives. But first, we're going to take a break.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Do you want to set your child up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback.
Well, I know with Eleanor, when she was struggling so much with math, if she had been able to do online learning at home, she would have been much better able to keep up with class, and that would have just made the whole situation much easier for her. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Happier listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. So, Elizabeth, I feel like I can quote an episode of The Office to cover any occasion. Like, I can always provide an apt allusion.
Yes, you can.
And I feel like for you, it's like The Real Housewives. There's like no situation that you cannot tie into some part of The Real Housewives franchise.
Yes.
So what have you got this time?
Well, this is a lesson from The Real Housewives, okay, from all franchises, which is about what we call girls' trips, which, granted, are women, but we call them girls' trips.
Okay, that's the technical term.
Yeah, technical term is girls' trip. And, you know, The Real Housewives love a good girls' trip. And I think they've really pushed that into the culture, the idea that it's normal and desirable for women to go off on their own for little trips. And yeah. I am a huge fan of this, Gretchen. I think everybody should take girls' trips. Mm. I think they're just so restorative. They're so much fun. It's like, I can't imagine my life without girls' trips. And I love that I love watching the housewives take theirs as well.
And what do you think makes it so much more fun than just like spending the day with your friends?
Well, I think it's because the hours of uninterrupted time. So it's like the reason college is so great, right, is because you meet your friends and then you're with them like 15 hours a day for 4 years.
Nonstop,
and it is the best, right? I miss it so much.
Yeah.
And when you're on a girls' trip, you get to be with your girlfriends like just this like vast amounts of time where you can just hang out and talk. Yeah. And it's not like, oh, we're having dinner, we're on a 2-hour clock, or oh, we're at someone's house, we're on a 4-hour clock. And it just, there's no way of like getting to know people that's the same as just spending time.
Yeah.
So it's just bonding time. You really can have those kind of long, lazy conversations where you really hear about someone's family, like you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah.
And then it's a break from the everyday. I mean, I think it's, you know, we talk about it's always good to shake it up.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to just shake it up. And on the other side, there's nothing wrong with the people left at home to have their own bonding time.
Right.
Yeah, Adam loves it when I go away on a girl's trip because he loves having Jack all to himself.
Well, it's funny with every person who's part of a group or leaves a group, it changes the dynamic. And sometimes you're like, I love when you're here, but it's also interesting when you're gone.
Yeah.
And do you think it's kind of like, it kind of reminds me of like a sleepover or a slumber party. That also kind of changed the nature of friendship because it is, it's just time changes when there's so much more of it.
Yes. I mean, Gretchen, I am someone who had or went to a slumber party literally every single weekend for like 3 years, seventh, eighth, ninth grade, sixth, seventh, eighth, something like that. So I've always been a slumber party fan. And one thing is, speaking of the slumber party of it, I've been both where I've shared a room with three other women. And so there have been four of us, you know, in two queen beds, or I've gone and had my own room. And both have their advantages and disadvantages. You know, I'm very social, so I like sharing a room.
Yeah, yeah. But I do remember when we, speaking of going, when we did our live tour, I think it was one of the satellite sisters, I don't remember which sister it was like, if you're going on a tour, get your own hotel room because you're going to be spending so much time together. And we thought that was good advice. Yeah. But when we're in Kansas City, I mean, I think Adam and Jamie are a little mystified. Like, at least for me, I'm like adamant. I'm like, there is no way we are not staying under the roof of my parents. Like, we're not, that is just a total, not a conversation.
Yes.
Because what it's like when you're just there is so different from when you're coming and going. And I think it's the same thing, that it's like this endless, uninterrupted presence just changes the nature of time.
It's like the 2 hours drinking coffee in your robe. That's like the best part of whether it be being at home or a girls' trip.
Yeah.
And so you don't get that if you're not staying there. And in fact, it's a big thing on The Real Housewives. If one of the women chooses to like stay at a hotel in town or something instead of like in the house they've rented, it's very controversial. So this does come up, as everything does on The Housewives. But I want to challenge everybody to go on a girls' trip. And it can be literally something as simple as staying overnight at the Marriott Courtyard. You know what I mean? In your town. Like, it doesn't even have to be like a trip. It's just really making that time to spend with your friends.
Right, right. Or staying in someone's house.
Yeah, or staying in someone's house. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think it's great. I would like, my book club did a book club sleepover. What was funny was we did this thing and all of our children were really excited for us. Like, they were all really enchanted by the idea that all of the moms were going to get, you know, all these book clubs, they were going to go. It was like, ooh, what are you going to do? But it's hard. The scheduling is hard. I feel like that's the thing.
Very
the scheduling is hard.
Yes.
We've never been able to do it because we want it to be like at least most of us. And we haven't been able to figure out how to do the time. But you just have to persist.
Well,
that's the
and
thing.
Gretchen, you,
to...
you do this with your high school friends every other year. And I am trying to get this started with my high school friends, mentioning again my love of high school friends.
Yeah.
Because I just want to go back to having all that time with them.
Yeah. It's kind of like what I say about the Met. It changes an experience when you have different kinds of time. And again, like, because I go to the Met every day, like, it doesn't matter what I do on any particular day. I don't have to be efficient or productive or targeted. And it does. So I think it is, I mean, it's just hard because sometimes you just want more time. And time, there's so many demands on our time. But it's definitely something to think about.
Anyway, I guess we'll call our trip to Kansas City our girls' trip to Kansas City. Not exactly
our sisterly
what I
adventure.
Think of as a girls' trip, but we'll call it a girls' trip.
Yes. Well, let's call it a sisterly adventure.
Okay.
Because to me, that's a special category.
Okay, sisterly
like,
adventure.
That's like a category in my mind, which is, are we having sisterly adventures?
Okay,
so,
good.
It's not very adventurous to go to Kansas City, but I guess it's a kind of adventure.
Yes. Okay, Gretch, what is our quotation for the week?
Okay, now listen, I picked this with one in you in mind because I know you're reading Ann Patchett's essay. And I couldn't remember, are you reading This is the Story of a Happy Marriage?
Yes.
Or are you okay, so this comes from the essay Do Not Disturb in that book, in that collection. And she writes, oh, and it's very appropriate because we're talking, it's all about vacation.
Oh, good.
So extremely apt. What we want out of a vacation changes as we age. It changes from vacation to vacation. There was a time when it was all about culture for me. My idea of a real break was to stay in museums until my legs ached and then go stand in line to get tickets for an opera or a play. Later, I became a disciple of relaxation and looked for words like beach and massage when making my plans. I found those little paper umbrellas that balanced on the side of rum drinks to be deeply charming then. Now I strive for transcendent invisibility and the chance to accomplish things that I can't get done at home. But as I pack up my room at the Hotel Bel Air, I think the best vacation is the one that relieves me of my own life for a while and then makes me long for it again.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
I am.
The debate continues.
I am feeling more happier, definitely. Thank you, Chuck. And everyone get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin. I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. And our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com. For everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So, Elizabeth, because I know you love the cicadas in Kansas City in August so much, but I don't know if they're still going to be going when we're there in September. Mm. I think it depends on the weather, right?
If it's a long summer, they'll still be going.
Oh, I hope so.
I know.
I never noticed how much I love them. And now when I hear them, I'm like, it makes me think of you.
I love them.
From the Onward Project. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.